We are joined right now by a safety for the Tennessee Titans. He is a first-team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler. He tied for the NFL lead in interceptions last season with 8. 87 tackles, 16 passes defensed, 2 fumble recoveries last season. A 2-time first-team all-conference player at Middle Tennessee State, he was the 64th player taken overall in the 2016 NFL Draft. Kevin Byard is my guest. Kevin, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, Kevin. Listen, I would ask you how your offseason's going, but I think I've got an idea because you started to work out with your trainer from Middle Tennessee State just 2 weeks after the Pro Bowl, so I know you're already looking ahead to next season. That said, take one last look back at last season. How much pride do you have in the fact that you broke out the way you did in just your second year in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, my confidence is definitely riding pretty high going into the season. I know we have a new coaching staff, new defense coordinator, and things like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, with the success I had last year, I just want to continue to build on top of that. And like I said, man, try to have another All-Pro year.
Kevin, I was going to get to that a little bit later on, but since you mentioned it, there are some changes this past offseason. You've got a new head coach in Mike Vrabel. You've got a new D coordinator in Dean Pease. I know it's early on, but what are your early impressions so far?
I mean, I think it's been going pretty well, man. I mean, we just had our first week of offseason training, just phase one. A bit of an introductory to the defense and to the new playbook and things like that. I definitely like the scheme. I think DMP is going to be just another Dick LeBeau. I mean, it's great to have, you know, a legendary coach in Dick LeBeau to be having another legendary coach in DMP. So transition is not going to be hard at all.
Kevin Byard, my guest. Now, Kevin, when you and I spoke during the season, we talked about the fact that you set school records for interceptions at Middle Tennessee State. So it's not come as a complete surprise to anybody that you're doing what you're doing in the NFL. But at the same time, you were, in your own words, maybe a diamond in the rough that people did not fully appreciate how good that you could be. Did you know that you would be this good this quickly, or maybe did you surprise even yourself a little bit?
I mean, I wouldn't sit here and say that, you know, I just knew coming to this year I was going to have, you know, the season I had. But one thing I will say, you know, in training camp, I actually made it one of my goals that I wanted to have 10 to 12 plus turnovers this year, and I ended up reaching that goal. So, you know, I always think about setting goals and, you know, trying to set your goals pretty high so you can have some chasing. I think that's something I've always done my entire career playing football, is always setting my goals pretty high and going to work hard to get those goals. So I think this year is about setting even higher goals and having higher expectations for myself.
All right, so expectations and goals. Quote, you said, I'm chasing greatness. First-team All-Pro, Pro Bowl is not enough for me. I'm trying to get a gold jacket, and we chasing rings. End of quote. So knowing that, did you give yourself a chance to enjoy the accomplishments of last season, or did you immediately start thinking about those bigger things?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to get caught up in, like I said, again, you know, I mean, I have enjoyed the fruits of my labor a little bit. I took a trip with my fiance this year. I mean, that was pretty fun. But at the end of the day, you know, the work is not done. I think that, you know, the moment that you get caught up in all the accomplishments you have is the moment you start falling off. I don't want to have any kind of slump from last year. So, you know, I got straight back to work 2 weeks after the Pro Bowl, and I was grinding hard with my trainer. So, you know, I'm always about just setting goals and completing those goals and then setting new goals. Because at the end of the day, you know, I want to look back, you know, when I'm done playing to – you know, like I said, trying to enjoy those things. But as of right now, I'm in full grind mode.
Kevin Byard joining us. Listen, I would argue that when you have the kind of year you had and you lead the league in interceptions and you're a first-team All-Pro, among other things, you would think that your name would be household in the NFL right now. But then there was a very interesting incident earlier in the offseason on Twitter when a particular analyst did not seem to know who you were. As you look back, Kevin, what do you make of that whole thing?
You know, I don't really take anything up at this point right now. I mean, it's kind of been that I've kind of been put it behind me. And like I said, I mean, I'm just one of those guys who I've been overlooked, you know, a lot, you know, my entire career, from not even getting invited to the combine with the statistics that I had in college. So I always just look at that as keeping that chip on my shoulder and not always thinking that, you know, just because you did this, because you did that, you know, guys are going to respect you. You always have to fight for your respect. I mean, this, you know, the NFL is a year-by-year league. So, you know, you're only as good as your last game. You're only as good as your last year. So I want to always keep that in the back of my mind, saying that, hey, just because I was a 13 All Pro this year, you know, this season, totally different season. You have to go out there and work as hard as you did last year, and so you can, you know, like I say, continue to have the season or have to be the player that I want to be.
You know, you just said it yourself. You already put it behind you. You know, maybe there's a little bit of a chip on your shoulder because of it, but you put it behind you. I know your teammates, though, didn't necessarily do so. As an example, Logan Ryan was chirping at you during a workout saying, just a fan? That boy ain't no fan. He ain't no fan. So what was your reaction when you heard that from your teammates in a workout?
I mean, it's just fun, man. It's all in competition. It's all about, you know, trying to make each other better. I mean, at the end of the day, I do have it in the back of my mind at the end of the day, but it's not something I'm using as motivation. I don't want to use, you know, the comments that, you know, Deion said to build my name up off that. I want to build my name off my work ethic, my grind, and what I put on the field. And at the end of the day, if guys don't respect it or if anybody doesn't respect it, not just saying him, if anybody don't pay attention to what I'm doing, it's all good because I feel like at the end of the day, you know, in a couple more years, I will be a household name and everybody would trying to look back at those situations saying, hey, we should never doubted that, man.
I think we're already looking at it like that. Kevin Byard, my guest. I mean, in a way, you could say there's a level of disrespect, but maybe, Kevin, not just to you, but does it feel like, and maybe for the entire secondary, and do you feel like maybe the entire group is not getting the attention or respect that it deserves?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily even say that because I feel like you have to earn respect. I don't feel like we've done anything as a secondary that, you know, earns the respect of, you know, the Denver Broncos of years past and, you know, some of the top secondaries in the league. So at the end of the day, I feel like we have to go out there and put up those numbers to give people something to respect at the end of the day. So I feel like, you know, we're not afraid to put it out there. We're not afraid to say that we want to be the best and we want to be the best secondary. And we're putting the work, you know what I'm saying, we're putting the work in to do it. So at the end of the day, when you put the work in, it's only going to put us in position. But at the end of the day, we still have to go out there and make those plays. And like I said, I think, you know, with the work, the guys that we got this year, we're definitely in a great position to beat up.
All right, so fair enough. When you look at who you had last year and the productivity you had last year, the work you're putting in right now, and then you add a guy like Malcolm Butler, how good can this group be next year?
Like I said, I think we can be one of the best secondaries in the league. I think it's just all about putting the work in and week out. Like I said, learning a new playbook and, you know, just getting that chemistry with each other. I think having Adoree, Logan Ryan, and Malcolm Butler, it's like having three number one corners, and I feel like that's great to have. It's definitely not a problem. So I think, like I said, if we could just put it all together and go out there and compete with the best in the league, man, I think we could definitely be the best.
Kevin Byard joining me for a few more moments. So last year you get your first taste of the postseason. What do you remember about that atmosphere and the intensity of those two games? And once you've had that taste, how much hungrier does that make you going forward?
Man, it was definitely totally different than the regular season. I think just when you walk out there for the pregame warm-ups, just doing your warm-ups, you can just feel the atmosphere, you know, in the stadium that this is not a regular game. You know, everything is on the line. It's wonderful home. And I think just having that taste of the postseason, you can use that to your preparation in every single game. They're saying that if you treat every game like a postseason game, I think you could definitely put yourself in position to win every single game. And I think just having that taste of, you know, the entire team, having the success that we did, especially with people not even expecting us to get that far in the playoffs, I think it just adds a boost of confidence going to this offseason saying that, hey, we had a good year last year. We know we can be good, but we have to go even harder this year to become great so we can, you know, reach that next pinnacle.
And then, Kevin, the team broke out the new uniforms. You saw the uniforms before the public did. What were your first impressions of the new gear?
I mean, I always felt like it was great. You know, I think it definitely adds another level of excitement to the season, having new unis. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, when that first preseason game, and I think the fans really see us come out there, those jerseys, man, I think it's really going to signify who we are, man. Titans, man, it's definitely something electric. I think it's fierce, and I think the owners did a great job.
I mean, Kevin, there's some electricity in that town now. When you see the way the city responded to the Nashville Predators, and you see how 20,000 fans showed up Wednesday night for the unveiling of the new uniforms, what's that say about that fan base that you have?
I mean, it's just growing. Like I said, I've went to Middle Tennessee, so I've been in the Tennessee area for about the last 6-7 years. And I can tell you, when I was a freshman in college, nobody watched the Titans football. I mean, I didn't want to watch it on Sundays. I think, it was a bad team. And I think just the past few years with just the excitement, the winning that's been going on, you can see how the city is just responding to that. And then, like you said, the Predators, they're in the playoffs right now. They had a big win last night. It's just a great time to be a Titan right now. It's a great time to be in Nashville.
He is a safety for the Titans. He is a first-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler, tied for the NFL lead in interceptions last season with 8. Kevin Byard, my guest. Kevin, great to have you back. Thanks a lot. Have a great offseason. Talk to you again next year.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Thank you. It's a really good player who's getting better. 2 years in, had a huge year, a huge second year. And Smashville, man, there's some positive energy. He said it himself when he was in college. And keep in mind, 2 years in, when he was in college, he said, the Titans, man, nobody cared about them. Nobody cared about them. At that time, they were not a good team. And now look, 20,000 fans show up for the unveiling of the uniforms. You've seen the Preds. They would kill in that town if that team made a deep run in the playoffs or won a Super Bowl. Can you imagine what the Lombardi would be like bringing it back there?